You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
On Friday the 9th of April, students from across Wellington will strike from school to protest the government's inaction around climate change. School strikes took off across the world in 2019, but few went ahead last year due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Like many climate action movements, the strike is led by students. I spoke to one of the leaders, Izzy Cook, from Hutt Valley High School, about the movement's goals. I started by asking her what the strike is all about.
So we're striking from school kind of to demand some key things from the government this year. So the main demands that we're focusing in on Wellington for Wellington school strike, because we have strikes all over New Zealand, is a just transition from unsustainable ways of production and energy to a more sustainable way. And also keeping in mind that just transition, we want to make sure that, you know, people that that lose their jobs when these ways of production are being, you know, transitioned, we want them to get subsidy and get compensation and be retrained to have new jobs. And one thing that we're focusing on is honouring our Pacific neighbours. So countries in the Pacific Islands, we want to make sure that we prioritise being of aid to frontline communities, as they are more affected by climate change than we are in Aotearoa.
Could you give some examples of those unsustainable means of production you were talking about?
So the big thing that we're focusing on is energy, so unsustainable ways of energy, so like fossil fuels, etc.
So what do you hope to get out of the strike, and how will you know it has worked? Is there like a tangible policy you'd like to see and you'd be like, yes, this strike has succeeded?
Well, I think the main aim of the strike, not so much to have a policy be put in place, but more to put pressure on the government to continue following through with the things that they promised to us, which is phasing out fossil fuels.
And what have the strikes achieved from the past couple of years?
Well, recently, so we haven't had a strike since 2019, but the past couple of strikes, things like the zero carbon bill, and then on the 26th of January, we held an event called 100 Days for Action. And so that wasn't a strike, but it was an event. So the government promised to follow through with some demands that we set out for them then.
Yeah, so you mentioned in 2019, the strikes got a huge amount of media attention, but last year, COVID-19 prevented any strikes from taking place. Do you think the pandemic took some of the momentum out of the climate crisis movement?
Yeah, definitely. We've definitely seen a lot less focus on climate change and mostly on stuff like COVID-19.
How do you prepare to combat this and get the momentum back up?
Well, I think definitely we're trying to continue to hold strikes, especially it's good that we're in New Zealand, so we're trying to hold strikes, we're trying to get media attention to New Zealand, and then across the world, I guess, as countries start to come out of lockdown and get vaccinated, they'll hold more strikes, and more strikes, more publicity, I guess that's the hope. The first strike that we hold probably won't have as much publicity as, you know, people won't be really focusing on it, but I guess if we hold more strikes, then the attention will definitely come back to climate justice and climate change.
Right, so are there plans for future strikes throughout this year?
Yeah, well, we don't have any strikes set in concrete, but we do plan to continue striking after this one. Hopefully this year if we're able to.
And so one thing I was wondering about the whole climate crisis movement is it's really youth-led. So you're in high school, right?
Yeah.
Do you think it's important to have the movement led by students in school?
Definitely. Well, in School Strike for Climate, we're all high school students, pretty much. So we don't really have any uni students or anyone older. And I think it's really important that the youth lead the movement of climate change and climate justice, because that's the people that are going to be affected later on down the track more so than older people.
Why is the movement based around leaving school? Could you go into that a little bit?
When we're striking school, we're basically trying to say to the government that this is school, this is education, and this is important to us, but climate change is also really important to us as well. So that's our way of striking school, is by showing them how important we believe climate change to be.
And so your press release talks about climate justice as well as climate change. Could you tell me a little bit about that?
So climate justice is basically the idea that historically marginalised communities and countries that are less developed often have much more serious effects by climate change than more developed countries. So as more developed countries, it's our role and responsibility to help them and help protect them from the effects of climate change.
Your press release also talks about empty words from the government and failed promises. What promises have they failed to fulfil?
So we've held strikes in 2019, and the government has planned to phase out completely fossil fuels by 2050, I believe. No more carbon emissions by 2050. But if you look at currently what the government's doing to stop that, and obviously this is hard times for the government and it's lots to focus on because of COVID-19, but if you look at what the government's doing, they don't seem to be on track for phasing out fossil fuels or carbon emissions by 2050 at all. And also in terms of, you know, things like they've told us that they'll help to incorporate stuff like climate education and sustainable ways of producing energy, but we haven't really seen a lot happening on that front. We haven't really seen any bills being passed or anything like that.
That was Izzy Cook from Hutt Valley High School, one of the leaders of Wellington's school climate strike on the 9th of April.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.